and welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So, pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat, and enjoy the conversation. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Han, psychologist and parenting expert. And in today's episode, we've got a listener question that says, help, I'm an expectant mum, and I feel like I'm an imposter. I don't think I'm going to be good at it. It doesn't feel natural. We've had some amazing questions that have come in recently, some really deep, honest, thought-provoking. So let me answer this particular question. And I think whilst this question directly comes in from a mother who is expectant, I think this is something that comes to all of us at some point in our parenting journey. So it's a really great opportunity, really, for me to kind of speak to a few things. And the first thing is, it's remembering that we need to be compassionate with ourselves. Yeah. And we know that kind of in the back of our head, but we don't always kind of demonstrate that and exercise that compassion. We exercise it with everybody else, but we don't necessarily do that with ourselves. So I think first of all, exercise that sense of self-compassion that you're about to embark on something that is completely unknown to you. And of course, it's going to feel scary. Of course, you're going to question your capabilities and abilities. And of course, you're going to be sucked into a bit of a comparison spiral, perceiving that everyone else seems to have got it right and seems to be doing a great job, and you're worried that you're not. So the first part of my bucket emptying, the first tip that I would have is be mindful of comparison and do what you need to do to safeguard yourself. So what do I mean by be mindful of comparison? So we only ever see what's on the outside of anything that is going on with anybody, unless you've got a really super honest and vulnerable relationship with someone, we're always going to see the outside. And what I have learned through all of the work that I've done with children is that so many children feel that they are alone in their worries about their own confidence, and they perceive that everyone else around them, all the other children, all the other teens, are supremely confident. And that's simply not the case. I see that every single time I go into a school and I get them to raise their hands to say if they kind of are worried about what, you know, that they're not as good as other people, that they compare themselves. And it's pretty standard, about 70% feel that way. And it's no different as an adult. You know, I've had conversations with a bunch of parents very, very recently, and so many of them were saying that they hadn't realized that their friend wasn't particularly confident and felt really socially uncomfortable. And then this friend, who they thought was massively confident, then professed how kind of riddled they felt that they were with imposter syndrome. So this whole idea about becoming a new parent and being an expectant parent, and for those of you who are comparing yourself you're being an expectant parent when you're about to parent a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, a child that's starting school. Expectant parenting isn't just when we're expecting the arrival of this tiny bundle that we have. It shows up at every age and stage of our children's growing up. So it's really being mindful of that comparison, whether you have to have a mantra, whether you have to have something stuck on a wall or stuck all over the house to remind you that we have no concept of what's going on within these families or within what might be going on with that individual person. We don't know what's going on. So it's really not good for us, and we need to be compassionate to ourselves that we do not judge ourselves against something that simply isn't real. Now, when I mean exercise, what we need to do is, if you are in overwhelm of comparison and you are consuming volumes of social or media input, you might need to, for your own well-being, basically unfollow people, uninstall certain apps, and don't look at things, but do what you need to do. Comparison is damaging to your well-being. It's damaging to your self-esteem. It's damaging to your sense of true self. And so if you are finding yourself in a major downward spiral, do the compassionate thing and give yourself some time and some space. So that's the first thing that I would say, is that we need to be mindful of this comparison. The second thing that I would say is to acknowledge that you yourself as a parent are going to go through ages and stages. So whilst the question has come from an expectant parent, you're going through a stage right now where you're feeling like you're not going to necessarily be competent and capable in the same way as, get back to my example of if you're a parent of a 13-year-old or a child that's about to turn 13, you may be thinking, I'm not ready for the teen years. You might have a baby that's now about to enter into their toddlers and you're worried, oh my goodness, I don't think I can cope with toddler tantrums. Whatever that might be, it's about that acknowledgement that this is an age and stage and that there will be times through your parenting journey where you will 100% feel that you are acing it. Like that stage, oh my gosh, I've totally got it. I've got this, I'm good. And there'll be other stages that you will find tricky. In fact, you might actually hate those stages of parenting. And that's okay, because we will have the stages that we find challenging and we will have the stages that we enjoy and we flourish and we just seem to kind of blossom and come into our own. So it's accepting that it's not a smooth road. There is a sort of an image that I sort of often use when I'm talking to children, actually, that is the sort of like, it's a little sort of cartoon that shows a bicycle and then what we think life is going to be like. And it's like this very smooth, gentle incline. And it's like, this is what I thought life was going to be like. And then you then get another one that shows the reality and it's full of potholes and big dips and getting stuck and rocks and boulders. And that's the reality of it, is that actually parenthood is never going to be smooth. It's never going to be straight and easy sailing. It's always going to have these ups and downs. And so recognizing that is also a really crucial thing, and recognizing that there'll be stages and ages that you'll navigate, which will be great, and ages and stages that you will find more difficult. So that's number two. So being compassionate in that comparison, doing what you need to do, recognizing that there'll be ages and stages that you will then find easier than others. And then the third one is, and this is so, so crucial, is find your tribe. Yeah, I'll say that again. Find your tribe. This is so crucial. And it's finding the tribe that works for you. If you're an expectant parent, your tribe may be the antenatal class group that you have gone through. If you've done an antenatal class, it might not be. Yeah, your tribe has got to be filled with like-minded people, people who are not going to judge, people that you can go to and speak about your insecurities, your worries, your concerns, and also where you can celebrate your wins. And so that may be an eclectic mix of some of your childhood friends or your work friends or your neighbours. It may be entirely your antenatal class. It may be, for those of you who've got children that are just, you're just, you know, expectant of another stage. It may be from school, whatever it is. I cannot overemphasize the importance, the crucial importances of finding your tribe and understanding that that tribe will naturally evolve. And I say that because the last thing you want to be as an expectant parent or as a new parent is to be surrounded by people telling you how amazing their baby is, sleeping through the night, how, you know, they've managed to get back into whatever size clothes that they were in, how they're going out and doing all sorts of things while you are struggling with postnatal depression, while you are finding it a challenge just to get up and showered and dressed, while you, or it may well be that you are, have gone straight back to work because you are passionate about a specific career that you have, or whether that's an entrepreneurial business that you have, or whatever it might be. The last thing you want is having people around you who you feel that you constantly have to be someone that you are not, or that you're constantly feeling that you're comparing yourself to them at an ideal that isn't there. Our tribe needs to be, doesn't have to be exactly the same, but it needs to be filled with people who are going to hold that space for us, who are going to listen, who are not going to judge, who are going to empathize, and who are sometimes going to give us that kick up the backside that we need to tell us that we shouldn't be wallowing, that we've got this, and that there are people here who love them. So I hope that that helps. It's a big subject, and it's a big thing that I think affects so many people in that transition, in that whole waiting process, whether that is you're waiting because you're literally an expectant parent, or you're waiting for a stage, your children starting school, your children going to university, secondary school, whatever it may be, it affects all of us. And those three things hold true in every instance, at any stage of development that your children may be at any age and stage. It's so crucial that we remember that, being compassionate to ourselves around that comparison. It's making sure that we recognize that there are some times that we're going to be optimal in our performance and other times that we're not necessarily. And to make sure that we have that tribe there to hold that space for us. So I hope that that eases some of those sort of worrying chatter that's going around your brain and answers your question for you and helps all of you in some ways, because we're all going to be experiencing it at some age and stage of our children's development. As ever, if you have enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful if you could follow, rate and review this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.